Rooted in Sexism, Virginia Teen Slams School Board's Trans Locker Room Policy. By Penny Starr on June 11, 2021. A teenager who attended Loudoun County Public Schools is joining the pushback against the school board for embracing the transgender agenda at the expense of female safety. Jolene Grover, 14, said the policy that allows biological boys into private spaces like restrooms or locker rooms is rooted in sexism and dangerous. Grover, who is now homeschooled, said the school board's policies broke its promise to keep students safe. "Everyone knows what a boy is, even you," Grover said. "Your proposed policies are dangerous and rooted in sexism. When woke kids ask me if I was a lesbian or a trans boy because I cut my hair short, it should tell you these modern identities are superficial. You do this in the name of inclusivity while ignoring the girls who will pay the price," said Grover, who wore a t-shirt that reads, "Woman is female. Your policies choose boys' wants over girls' needs." The criticism of the school board and its woke policies, including incorporating critical race theory in the school curriculum and staff training, reached a crescendo when teacher Tanner Cross said he would not embrace the transgender ideology and call students by their chosen pronouns. Cross was placed on administrative leave for his remarks. Still, after the Alliance Defending Freedom filed a lawsuit on his behalf, a judge issued a temporary injunction citing the policy denied the teacher his First Amendment right of free speech. "Everyone's rights come under threat if a school board can strip teachers like Tanner of their fundamental rights as American citizens and get away with it," ADF attorney Tyson Langhofer said at a rally to support Cross. "To preserve a free society for ourselves and our children, we must stand up for Tanner and all citizens who have the courage to express their views." Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.